Well, empowered greetings, my brothers and sisters. This is your brother, Bishop V. Jesse Smith from the Way Center of Truth. I give God the glory and I give him the praise. I'm so excited this morning to be in the studio with my dear good brother, Brother Melvin Slade, on the gospel for the glory of Jesus. Look, I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. I woke up this morning knowing that I was connected to the Father. I woke up this morning embracing the sun and welcoming the rain and just giving God the glory for the clouds and the mountains, the beautiful trees and the seas. I know that my God is on the throne. No matter what is happening in the world, I come this morning to remind you, God is still on the throne. If you're in need of a healing this morning, if you're in need of a blessing this morning, if you just need favor from God this morning, I come into your life this morning to let you know that God is still on the throne, that if God be for you, who can be against you? That no weapon formed against you can prosper, because you are more than a conqueror. God already knows the plans that he has for you, and those plans are to give you hope and to allow you to prosper. So you ought to this morning just give God the glory. You ought to give him the praise. You don't need to worry about any dis-ease, any frustration, any depression. Get on up out of your bed, for sickness is not unto death. Get on up out of that depression, for you have been called for a mighty work, for God to work in your life. I'm excited this morning. I hope you're excited this morning, because every morning is a good morning. Every day above ground is a good day. Let's get into the word this morning. I don't have a lot of time, and so because I'm limited on time, I want to get right into the word this morning. We are talking about the power of healing. Let's go into prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you, giving you the glory and giving you the praise. You declared in your word that where two or three are gathered in your name, you are right in the midst. And so, Father, we thank you for what you've done. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for what we know you will do, Father. If there is sickness or if there is disharmony among us right now, in the name of Jesus, I declare that you intervene in our affair, Father, that you touch our mind, our heart, our spirit, and our body, that we might be connected forever to you, Father, knowing that you are all and all. You are the King of kings and the Lord of lords. We give you the glory and we give you the praise. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, the people of God said, amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm coming to you out of the book of Jeremiah. You know, I just love the prophet of Jeremiah. I just love Jeremiah. Man, Jeremiah asking the question, is there no balm in Gilead to make the wounded whole? I just love Jeremiah. And I can hear people asking Jeremiah, Jeremiah, why are you crying? And I can hear Jeremiah saying, I'm crying because my people are dying. Why are you crying, Jeremiah? I'm crying because my people need healing. Why are you crying, Jeremiah? Is there no balm in Gilead that will make the wounded whole? And so I'm coming out of Jeremiah this morning, 30th chapter and the 17th verse. The Bible says a declaration or restoration to God. He says these words, but I will restore you to health and heal your wounds, declares the Lord. But I will restore you to health and heal your wounds, declares the Lord. I want to talk from the subject this morning. It's time for healing. It's time for healing. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and to the hearers of his word. I want you to just think about the subject this morning that I'm talking to you about. It's time for healing. It is time for healing. There is a lot of hurt going on in the world. There is a lot of pain going on in the world. There are some people who are going through some things this morning that have been in their soul, in their consciousness, in their subconsciousness, that they have never been able to have a breakthrough. But this morning, I'm declaring a breakthrough for you this morning. This morning, I'm declaring healing for you this morning. This morning, I'm declaring favor and blessings over your life. I want you to know that God can do some amazing things. You just got to trust in the name of the Lord. You got to believe that no weapon formed against you can prosper, because you are more than a conqueror. The enemy wants to do one thing, and that is to make you hurt. The enemy goes up and down like a roaring lion, seeking to find whom he may devour. But today, I want you to put the angels of God around you. I want you to declare the favor of the Lord. I want you to hold on to the promise that God has given to you. In Jeremiah 30 and the 17th verse, he says, but I, this is God talking now, not Bishop V. Jesse Smith, but this is God talking, but I. He uses the personal pronoun, but I will restore you to what? To health. In other words, whatever hurt, whatever is hurting you, whatever pain you have been going through and you can't seem to get rid of it, you can't seem to move to the next level. It is such a hurt that it is deep down in your soul that it is affecting your health, your ability to breathe correctly, your ability to make your blood cells move. In fact, some of us are to the point that we have lost oxygen because the hurt is choking our ability to live healthy. This morning, I declare health in your life. This morning, I declare what God has promised you in his word, that I will restore. That means to make whole again. That means to repair. That means to give you back what you once lost. There was a time when you were just happy. There was a time when you were just pleasing. There was a time when you knew that you had favor and faith for God. But for some reason, somehow, somebody did you a wrong. Mama didn't love you, and daddy didn't love you, and your husband or your wife mistreated you, your children engaged in elder abuse, your cousins and your nieces betrayed you, and even so-called friends that you thought were prevalent in your life turned around to become deceivers in your life. And so now you have been feeling a hurt that has been so deep and so persevering that you sometimes don't even know where to go. Am I talking to somebody this morning? Somebody this morning has not only experienced that health, but that hurt has literally destroyed their health. That hurt has destroyed your health. That hurt has destroyed your health. But I come to tell you, sickness is not unto death. I come to tell you that no matter what your pain is, there's a gain to come out of it. I come to tell you that no matter how discontent you may be, there is a benefit in what you are going through because blessings is on the way. You're coming out of a dismal situation. You're coming out of dismal fear. You're coming out of a situation where you are now going to walk into the presence of God because you understand that sickness, that hurt is not unto death. That pain is not unto death. It's time for you to live. It's time for you to restore your health. And the only way you can restore your health, as God has declared, is that he's got to remind you who he is and remind you who you are and whose you are. And so the first step to a healing process in any situation, whether it is just physical, mental, or spiritual, the first step to a healing process is to recognize that you have a relationship with God. You got to have a relationship with God. I want you to know this man named Jesus. Know him so well that nobody can make you doubt his name. Know him so well that nobody can cause you to go into oblivion. Know him so well that when folks come and talk to you about Muhammad and they talk to you about the Mahdi and they talk to you about other prophets and other leaders and other philosophers and theologians, You can say without hesitation, you can say without that, I know about all the prophets you mentioned, but can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody make me feel good. Can't nobody take away my sins like Jesus. Can't nobody who I know died on the cross and rose on the third day and had all power in his hand but this man named Jesus. For at the name of Jesus, every knee must bow and every tongue must confess that he is Lord of Lord and King of King. What is your relationship to God? What is your relationship to God right now? For the only way healing comes into your life is that you got to have a relationship with the Father. The relationship with the Father is not on the outside of you, but the relationship with the Father is on the inside of you. And so I want you to have a relationship with God. I want you to have a connection with God. I want you to be able to know that whenever you are in hurt, whenever you are in pain, whenever you feel like the pain pain is so unbearable, I want you to call on the name Jesus. For at the name of Jesus, every knee has got to bow and every tongue has got to confess that he is Lord of Lords and Kings of Kings. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. You got to be able, even in your hurt and even in your pain, call on his name. When you feel like you're not going to make it, you need to call on his name. When you feel like the troubles are becoming overwhelming, you need to call on his name. When you feel like the seas of tide are trying to override your faith and your power, you need to call on his name. I got a relationship with the Father. I got a relationship with the Son. I got a relationship with the Holy Spirit. In fact, I got three in one representing me and backing me. I got the Father, I got the Son, and I got the Holy Ghost. Lord have mercy. Who am I talking to this morning? It's time for healing. It's time for you to get your relationship back with God. Get back into the church, man. Get back into the church. Stop looking for things on Zoom and just trying to get connected with God on Facebook. No, get into the sanctuary. Get back into the kingdom. Get back among those who are in fellowship. Connect and fellowship with those who know the Lord. Connect and fellowship with those who know the power of Jesus. Sometimes you got to connect with somebody who's a believer. And most of the problems that we have is because we're connecting with unbelievers, even though we are believers. But God demands that we connect with another believer, because when your faith gets tired, when your faith gets weary, when you just feel like a moment of doubt, there is a believer who could come into your life to help you reconnect to the power of all power. And that's God himself, who can reconnect you and remind you that you are not by yourself, who will remind you in Deuteronomy 7 and 15, the promise of God, where he says the Lord will keep you from every dis-ease. Oh my God, he will keep you from every dis-ease. This wasn't a conditional on perfect behavior, but on covenant relationship with God. You got to have a relationship with God. You got to know, man, greater is he that is within me than he that is in the world. It doesn't matter what the dis-ease is. It doesn't matter what the mortgage company say. It doesn't matter what the bank says. So what, they won't give me a loan? So what, my mama don't love me no more? So what, my husband done a bad me? So what? I'm going through a divorce. So what? I got a disillusion. I'm coming to you, God, because I got a relationship with you, and I'm asking you to do one thing, to heal my soul, to restore my health, Father, to give me the energy that I need, to give me the strength that I need. I am no longer going to rely on my energy to her, to not forgive somebody. I'm going to forgive them and I'm going to let them go. You know, once you forgive somebody, the hurt that is inside of you is released and you are no longer in bondage. You are no longer in poverty. You are no longer weak of spirit. No, once you learn how to forgive, you also begin the process of healing. Once you learn how to forgive, you begin the process of healing. I'm talking to you this morning. Somebody needs to hear this message. It's time for healing. It's time to let go of the hurt that is in your soul. It's time to let go of the pain that is in your spirit. And it's time for you to reconnect with God. I want to reconnect you with the Father. The main purpose for Jesus coming on the scene in the book of Matthew in the third chapter, going into the fourth chapter, he says, I have come what? To make sure that man has what? Repent. Repent from the beginning. Re meaning the word again, and pent meaning comes from a Greek word called metanoia, which means to rethink. Rethink where the kingdom of God is. Rethink where your healing takes place. Rethink where your power is. I need you to rethink the power of the kingdom of God that is not on the outside of you, but is right on the inside of you. Oh, it's time for healing this morning. It's time for reconnection this morning. Jeremiah 30:17 says, but I will restore. This is God talking. I will restore you to what? To health. And I will what? Heal your wounds. There's some people who are holding on to some wounds. And those wounds, man, serve as pain. Those wounds are deep. Those wounds are deep embedded in the soul. And the only way you can come to a point where those wounds can be healed, can be restored, can be repaired, can be made whole, is that you got to have a relationship with God. The second thing you got to do is not only have a relationship with God, but you got to learn how to forgive. You got to recognize that forgiveness is one of your spiritual powers that nobody else has. You have the power. Don't wait for somebody to forgive you. You got to get to the point to say, if my mind is going to be healed, if my body is going to be healed, if my soul is going to be healed, it's going to be healed in the name of Jesus. It's going to be healed because I have come to the point. I have risen to the conclusion that as long as I try to hate somebody, as long as I try to destroy somebody, as long as I hold on to the pain and the hurt that somebody has caused me, I will be forever in prison. But I come to tell you this morning, it's Resurrection Sunday. It's Resurrection Sunday. It's time for you to get up out of the muck and the mire and to reconnect. I want you to see in your mind right now, there is the hand of God reaching out to you, telling you, come on up, get out of that muck and mire. I ain't talking about going up into the sky. I'm talking about coming into your righteousness, coming into your spiritual power, coming into the kingdom of God. You got a relationship with God that begins the healing process. Now, why don't you have a relationship with yourself and start forgiving yourself? Forgive yourself for the pain that you've caused others. Forgive yourself for the sin that you have gone through. For if you have come to Jesus and you've asked him to forgive you for your sins, then you need to release it and let it go. I'm talking to every blood-washed believer this morning that you believe that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior. You believe that he died on the cross and rose on the third day. I'm asking you this morning that as you go to the altar this morning, as you go to your church home this morning, as you go and hear the word of God, I want you to make sure that you release everything that's going on in your life that's causing you harm. I want you to release every hurt and every pain that you are going through that's causing you to want to be angry, they're causing your blood pressure to rise. I need you to release it and leave it at the altar. Oh, I'm talking to somebody this morning. I need you to release it and let it stay at the altar. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that are laden and that are heavily laden, and I will give you rest. So the first step to understanding what healing is all about is having a relationship with God. And second is understanding that you've got to forgive. You've got to recognize that sin is one of the tools that deviate you from having a closer relationship with God. So 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, what we call a national and sometimes a personal healing word from God. And God says in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people, Lord have mercy, if my people who are called by my name, look, you are the people of God. Am I talking to you this morning? Yes, I'm talking to you, James. I'm talking to you, Cassandra. I'm talking to you, Johnson. I'm talking to you, Peggy. I'm talking to you, Mozambique. I'm talking to you with all our children. I'm talking to you. You are the child of God. You are the people of God. He said, if my people who are called by my name, well, what is the name of God? You may want to call him Jehovah Jireh. You may want to call him Jehovah Shaheem. You may want to call him Jehovah Salam. You may want to call him any other name, but the name of God is I am. He said, I am, and that is my name as a memorial unto all generations. He said, if my people who are called by my name, what is your name? I am V. Jesse Smith. I am James Johnson. I am Peggy Sue. I am Mozambique. I am Cassandra Johnson. Yes, I am connected to the I am, which is the God in me. If my people who are called by my name will do what? Will just humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Four things we got to do. Four things we got to do. We got to, one, humble ourselves. We got to come back to the point where we recognize that we are not all that we think we are. We are not a bag of chips with a soda, and we're not a Pop-Tart that just popped up out of the oven. No, we got to humble ourselves. The Bible says that if we humble ourselves, he will elevate us. But if we elevate ourselves, then he will make sure he will humble ourselves. You got to be humble when you're trying to seek the healing that God wants you. You got to recognize that you can't heal yourself. Lord have mercy. I'm talking to somebody this morning. You can't heal yourself. There is a God inside of you that will heal you if you humble yourself. He then says you got to pray. Can we get back into the prayer room? Can we get back into the church on Thursdays and just pray to God? We don't pray too much. Sometimes we just don't have time for prayer. But I'm telling you, the disciples that were with Jesus, they asked him to do one thing. They didn't ask him for a healing. They didn't ask him for a miracle. But they said, Master, teach us how to pray. That is telling you that prayer must be at the top of your priority list. Where is your prayer? What do you pray? How are you praying? Are you begging or are you affirming the promises that God told you in Deuteronomy 7:15? I will keep you free from every disease. I'm talking about a healing this morning. Not only must you pray, but you got to seek his face. Meaning what? Seek his presence. You got to know that the presence of God is not on the outside of you, but the presence of God where is right on the inside of you. And then the Bible says we've got to turn from our wicked ways. Wicked only mean we got to turn from wrong thinking to right thinking. We got to make sure that as we think, our behavior is conducted. My pastor, my mentor, Bishop Isaac P. Stokes, used to always tell me that as a man thinketh in his heart, so it is he becomes. Proverbs says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so he becomes. James Allen says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so he's what you think you become. And so when you become what you start thinking, sometimes you think you are in your own right when you need to be in the rightness of God. So some of us have got to turn from our thinking. We got to turn from what I call stinking thinking. We got to start turning to God to allow his thoughts to be in alignment with our thoughts and our thoughts be in alignment with his. And we will never be able to think like God because we are human beings, but God has created us in such a way that when we think in alignment with his divine righteousness, we automatically get the blessings and the favor and the benefit that he has bestowed, that he has declared, that he has already made to us. And so I'm asking you this morning, it's time for a healing. I'm reminding you, it's time to get connected to God. Yes, the last thing I want to tell you as I get ready to wrap this up that requires healing, that it's time for healing. Part of the healing process is praising the Lord. Part of the healing process is praising the Lord. I want you, one, remember this. You got to, in order for you to engage in healing, establish a relationship with God. Number two, engage in the process of forgiving. And number three, recognize that you're going to praise God even in your pain. You're going to praise God even in your frustration. Psalms 103 verses 2 and 3 says, praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all of his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals and heals and heals all your diseases. Check out the book of Psalm, the 103rd chapter, verses 2 and 3. It says, praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Don't forget where God has brought you from. Don't forget where you've come from. You may not be where you want to, but thank God you ain't where you were. And so wherever you are in life right now, give God the glory. Wherever you are in life right now, give God the praise. And I praise God for the situation that I'm in right now, because even if it's a challenging one, it's not going to destroy me. It's going to build me. Even if it's a difficult one, it's not going to beat me up. It's going to build me up. But even if it is one that I'm not crazy about, I'm going to give God the crazy praise and the crazy shout, because can't nobody do me like Jesus. It's time for healing, family. It's time for you to get back connected to God. It's time for you to remind you to let you know God wants to heal you this morning. Psalms 147 and 3 says, he heals the brokenhearted and he binds up their wounds. If you have been hurt, if you are in pain, it's time for you to receive a healing this morning. But you got to make the declaration. You got to go back into the word and accept and receive the promises of God and remind yourself he loves you. He blesses you. He has favor on you, and that you deserve a healing in your life now, henceforth, and forevermore. I got to go, beloved. So is the lesson, and so it is. To God be the glory. Come on out to the Way Center of Truth, 950 East Palmdale Boulevard, and every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. All roads lead to the Way Center of Truth Sunday morning at 10 a.m. We're looking forward to seeing you and to see you made heal, to see you whole, to see you saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, and mighty baptized. To God be the glory. Have a blessed Sunday and a blessed week in Jesus' name. So is the lesson, and so it is. God bless you.